This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the Northern California story. I'm Kim Weir. Today we head up the road to Manzanar National Historic Landmark, a U.S. government relocation camp on the eastern side of the Sierra Nevada, some 6 miles south of Independence. At first, the land, sparse and desolate, says little about the devastation experienced here by Japanese Americans held under armed guard during World War II. But stay a while. There are many, many stories. The longer you stay, the more this sad landscape speaks to you. Now as then, Manzanar is bleak and desolate, little more than dust and sagebrush surrounded by barbed wire. Two pagoda-style stone guardhouses, minus doors and windows, stand at the internment camp's entrance. Remnants of building foundations stick up from sand and sediments like bleached bones. A few buildings, gnarled but reviving fruit trees, a cemetery, and a monument, the austere, soul-consoling tower, or Buddhist Tower of Memory, honor the Americans forced to live here after the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. Executive Order 9066, signed in 1942 by President Franklin Roosevelt, created Manzanar and 9 other isolated Pacific Coast internment camps. That decree meant that some 120,000 men, women, and children of Japanese descent were immediately removed from their communities. Many lost their homes, businesses, and personal possessions as a direct result, and were then imprisoned by the U.S. Army. There were no charges, no crimes, no trials, and no convictions. Still, 10,000 people, most of them U.S. citizens, many with sons serving in the military, were herded into tar paper shacks at Manzanar, which means apple orchard in Spanish. To its new residents, Manzanar's name surely seemed incongruous, but there was a thriving small town here, famous for its apples, before Los Angeles took Owens Valley's water. Allowed irrigation water and the chance to work the land, internees soon turned this dried-up farmland to lush, productive acreage. They also built a tight-knit community. In addition to its orchards, gardens, and hog and chicken ranches, Manzanar once boasted its own Bank of America branch, an orphanage, a Boy Scout troop, baseball teams, pools, a 9-hole golf course with oiled sand for greens, and a swing band called the Jive Bombers. The U.S. Supreme Court struck down Roosevelt's executive order in 1944, ruling it unconstitutional, and Manzanar was closed. Its legacy lived on, however. Upon returning to their hometowns, former internees often faced blatant racism and discrimination from former neighbors, and this time, they faced it largely alone. Every year, camp survivors and their families and friends make a pilgrimage to Manzanar to remember. In late April 1992, the Owens Valley Manzanar Pilgrimage attracted some 1,500 people to formally celebrate the establishment of the Manzanar National Historic Site by the U.S. Congress, in the hope that we'll all remember. But the people who were old enough to remember Manzanar, other internment camps, and related events, they're almost gone. Which means the rest of us will have to do the remembering. The digital collection of Ansel Adams' Manzanar photos, very controversial at the time. Similar, more extensive documentary photography by Dorothea Lange, and books such as Farewell to Manzanar by Jean Wakasuki Houston can help us remember. For links to the photos and book, go to mynspr.org. Until next time, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road and North State Public Radio.